In a press statement issued this week, the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, said it conducted a survey to understand the prevailing sentiments among South Sudanese. Habib Labidi is the public information officer at the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. He says the nationwide survey conducted between January and March 2023 show respondents are eager about South Sudan's upcoming elections.
This annual survey, which involves face-to-face interviews with South Sudanese adults across all 10 states, seeks to measure attitudes and perceptions towards the political, humanitarian, and security situation in the country, as well as towards the role of UNMISS.
Labidi says South Sudanese are also concerned about their government's ability to organize and conduct free and fair elections in 2024.
The upcoming elections are of considerable importance to the people of South Sudan. However, there is apprehension about the government's ability to organize and conduct these elections, with many suggesting the need for UN support.
The report cited Jonglei, Western Equatoria and Eastern Equatoria states as some of the dangerous places in South Sudan. Some respondents of the survey say Northern Bahr el-Ghazal, Lagos State and Western Bahr el-Ghazal are some of the safest places in South Sudan. Michael McQuay is South Sudan's information minister and the government spokesperson. He says it disagrees with the findings in the UNMISS-sponsored survey. South Sudan.
The government had ever been clear and straightforward that we are going for elections in 2024. And this is very clear. I don't know from where did they get this doubt, or are they doubting themselves? Or is it that disease which they have already contracted called doubting the government of South Sudan? We assure the people of South Sudan that we are going for elections in 2024.
Peace Monitoring Body, or RJMEC, said in its recent reports that the parties to the 2018 peace agreement have done very little to implement some of the key provisions of the deal. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.